Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode. Welcome to this episode, How Feeling Overwhelmed Can Impact Your Life. Do you sometimes feel like you just can't do anymore? Because let's get real, ladies, there are times when you're going to feel overwhelmed, whether it be with work, the family, or just life in general. Life is a roller coaster, and there will be times when you're in the dip and feeling like you can't do anymore. You keep pushing this feeling aside. You keep going, focus on your family and their needs, focus on work and just doing. But the reality is, if you're not fully okay, then you're doing yourself and your family, potentially your work, a disservice. You're not able to give 100%, and that's not fair on anyone, let alone you. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, then let me share a few of the ways that feeling overwhelmed can impact your life. You don't feel like it. You don't really want to get out of bed in the morning. You drag your feet going about your usual daily routine without stopping to think about what you're actually doing. Even when someone suggests doing something together, you're sort of wondering, do I have the energy? Or you find yourself feeling a little jealous of other people's lives. Even if they're a close friend and you're actually happy for them, you feel a little envious. They've got it together. You want that too. You can't remember the last time you laughed out loud. Did you ever notice when your kids share a joke with you and you just smile along with them? Or your friend shares a good story and you're nodding, smiling? Your husband says he loves you and you smile and automatically reply, I love you too. But now you stop and think about it. You can't remember feeling the emotion, let alone laughing out loud. When was the last time you had the tears rolling down your face from pure joy? Or perhaps lately you've been overindulging. That extra piece of chocolate, the last cookie in the packet, or the extra glass of wine because frankly, I deserve it. But in the next moment, the next morning, you have that sinking feeling again. Oh. If you answered an yeah to any of these just now, then it's time to stop. Recognize the overwhelm for what it is and make a change in your life. You owe this to yourself. But how? Where do you start? Firstly, you need to recognize that your overwhelm was real and how it is impacting your life. But importantly, you need to understand that this feeling doesn't have to be permanent. Then ask yourself one question. So what? So what am I prepared to do about it? If you're ready, focus on the one thing that you can take back control of right now. What is one thing that you've allowed to overcome you that you could literally take back control of? Once you've identified that one thing, you're ready to take action. Do it for yourself. Take action now and start to move on from the overwhelm. But if you're ready to take action and you're not sure where to start, the Productivity Lab might be for you. You can flip your life by taking a few simple steps. Waiting and hoping that this overwhelm will pass will only hurt your confidence and your ability to change it in the long term. Think of this as your kick in the butt to take action now. You know you can't rely on someone else to fix your life. You also know that if you don't take action, you will feel the same way a year from now and the year after that and so on. The Productivity Lab is a short online course where you'll find relief knowing you're not alone, but there are genuine reasons you feel this way. But more importantly, you'll know how to change it. Thanks to the simple steps, you will take back control of your life. You will establish positive routines and finish your day feeling good about yourself and what you've done. You can discover more about the Productivity Lab at theleaptolead.com/productivity. See you next week.